Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
What is going on, y'all? What's up? Welcome to another episode of the Brother Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
On to week 5 in the NFL.
Together.
Week 5. A lot of news coming in. You know, teams are starting to kind of get comfortable. You know, 4 or 5 games is a nice little quarter chunk of the season. See where you are. And a lot of stuff is going on. So get the business out the way. You want to hit us up, you want to comment, you just want to talk sports, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Call and leave voicemail, 323-455-4219. All right, let's just go to Monday night.
Let's go.
Falcons, 1-3, going home to play the Jets.
Oof.
You know, kind of big game for them. You know, Jets, didn't know what to expect. I figured Atlanta would kind of right the ship, get things together.
Yep.
And that didn't happen at all. I mean.
Wow. Is all I can say. Wow. But props to Geno Smith, man. He pulled it out, had the fourth quarter comeback drive, and Atlanta is in a bad spot right now.
Atlanta, not, you know, all expectations are completely out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at home, you go up, whatever happens in the game, you're up 28-27. Like, with under 2 minutes to go. And, yeah, 1:54 left. Jets had a ball, and they just marched it down the field for a field goal.
Now, I will say, part of that you can attribute to poor clock management by the head coach of the Falcons. He left a lot of time on the board. So... But, I mean, for the most part, the onus goes on the Falcons' defense. They're just not getting the job done. And they are in serious plummet right now, especially with the news coming out that Julio Jones will be out for the season.
Biggest news in the NFL right now that just hit like, oh, my God, that affected everything.
Yeah, their offense has taken a serious hit. Their team as a whole now has just taken a serious hit. Roddy White's still banged up. Steven Jackson's out. So, Matt Ryan, get acquainted with Harry Douglas because that's who you're going to be throwing the ball to.
I mean, it's a lot that's come out. I mean, Atlanta, like you said, and there's, you know, Roddy White is expected now to have missed at least one game, maybe 2 or 3.
Mm.
You know, which, like, fuck. But, yeah, losing Roddy White. I mean, the dude was second in the league in receptions. He was just having a Pro Bowl year.
Yep.
You know, trying to make his argument that he is a top 3 wide receiver in his league. You know, this offense was a high-potent offense last season.
Yes, it was.
And now, you know, your veteran guys have been hurt all game. Your young stud is now hurt. Your was arguably the free agent pickup of the season.
Yep.
Steven Jackson. And he gets hurt. You know, the defense, it just regressed.
Yeah, they're looking really bad right now. They're looking really bad. Figured the addition of Osiris Manure would help their pass rush, but they have really not been able to generate much of a pass rush at all. And they got questions coming out of, you know, should they trade Tony Gonzalez and this and that. And they've already come out and said that they're not going to trade him. Tony Gonzalez has said he doesn't want to be traded. He wants to ride it out. You know, and I commend him for that. But I hate to see a player like that end his season, you know, like this.
Tony Gonzalez, yeah, he's not going to ask to be traded. He's not that kind of guy.
Nah.
You know, do you do him a favor? I mean, you know, everybody's talking about maybe he can go to Kansas City. That will be cool to end his way there, and they are. You know, they seem to be a team that's in for a Super Bowl. And right now, they're exceeding expectations. I'm not going to get ahead of myself against it, but right now they are exceeding expectations, and they look really good. But,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, the Hawks are – their season is almost like officially done. Like, expectations have dropped. I mean, if you have to even consider trading Tony Gonzalez, then your season is over.
Yeah. Now, I will say, for the Falcons' sake, they do get a bye coming up.
A much-needed bye.
Much, much-needed bye. And their schedule upcoming isn't hard. I mean, they play Carolina, they play Tampa Bay. So, I mean, they can pull out, they can win the next three games. They'll be 4-4 and be back at 500. You know, they're not going to win the division. That's clear with the way that New Orleans is playing. But if they're able to come out of the bye week and win their next few games out of the bye, I think they'll be in good shape. And at this point, all they want to do is just get that wild card spot. That right now should be their goal.
Yeah, basically.
So, for them, good luck to them. Hopefully, the guys can get healthy and, you know, Matt Ryan can do what he does. But for the Jets, man, I mean, they're looking pretty good. You know, Geno Smith, for what it's worth, and the situation that he was put in, has done pretty good. He's done pretty well. He's done okay. Key thing for him against the Falcons was he did not turn the ball over, which was huge. Threw three touchdown passes, you know, 199 yards, so he didn't really throw many yards, but he got the job done. He got that W, and Rex Ryan's defense looks pretty good. You know, although they did allow, you know, 28 points to Matt Ryan, doesn't matter. They got the job done. They played solid D for the most part, and, you know, they pulled it out. So, props to Rex Ryan. I know he's working his butt off trying to keep his job. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing, you know. You have to give him props because he was definitely on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
New GM, he's gone. You know, Mark Sanchez done. But this looks like, you know, this is looking like a Rex Ryan defense. That AFC championship type defense, you know, trying to be that, you know, they going back to what got them there. Defense
exactly.
And running the ball.
Yep.
You know, you got two pass happy with Mark says and getting caught up, you know, I think, but you know, Geno Smith has proven he's adequate. You know, the questions of, is he a, you know, we can build the future around him. No, he still has some things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't there ain't that many guys like that at all. Like, this is a 10-year, he's going to be here the next 10 years. You're like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, can you have high expectations? Can you have more than just making the playoff type expectations with him? It's to be seen.
Exactly.
But for his first year, you know, running the ball to, you know, take the pressure off him, and he's doing his thing. He has flashes like this game, you know. He just has to learn to be a game manager and just make the plays when he needs to make them.
Mm-hmm. And a story that I read that I just had to speak on just because I couldn't believe it was even brought up. Willie Colon, who is an offensive lineman for the New York Jets, came out and said that he's glad the whole Tim Tebow circus is gone after the Jets. Don't know if he was asked about it or if he just came out and said it. he was in Pittsburgh that the year that Tim Tebow beat them and knocked them out of the playoffs. So maybe it's just bitterness. I have no idea. But when he brought that up and said it, I was just kind of like, why was Tim Tebow's name even brought up? But,
really,
you know, I'm sure the Jets organization is also, you know, glad the whole circus is gone. But, I mean, let's be real. When he was there, the Jets pretty much sabotaged his career. So it is what it is.
Yeah, they gave him, they sold him a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Got him some wolf tickets. You know.
Pretty much.
But, you know, Jets are trying to get back to their good graces and trying to get back to their winning ways.
Exactly.
I know you want to go there, but I'm going to hold it back.
That's fine. Hey, we can go to the team you were talking about, Kansas City. 5-0, beat Tennessee, was able to pull it out at the end. And it's almost unreal what Andy Reid has done with that organization.
Man.
Completely turned them around. Their defense is looking ferocious.
Yeah, they've had talent. They had talent on the defensive end. Because they put it together, and he's doing that. You know, Jamal Charles, 22 carries, 108 yards in the touchdown.
Ooh, yeah.
Mike C, just getting them 22 carries. Alex Smith, you know, basically got some renewed confidence with Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, and goes to Andy Reid. Andy Reid is great with quarterbacks. Now you got, you know, Dwayne Bowe out there, Donnie Avery, who I know was hurt.
What else?
They just got talent, man. I mean, Tennessee is, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is who they're having to go against, which is not that much pressure.
Nah.
Don't shut Chris Johnson down, 10 for just 17.
Oof. Yeah, their defense is sickening, man. Kansas City has a solid defense. They got a lot of Pro Bowlers on that side of the ball. And the big question was about their offense. And right now their offense is they're playing not to make mistakes, and they're not making them. So that's putting a little bit more pressure on the opposing teams. And so far they're off to a roll. They're rolling.
That division was looking like, you know, it was clearly going to be one team, you know, but now that it's been a fight. So I'm liking what I see.
Enjoying it so far. Oh yeah, definitely. And for Tennessee, I mean, I don't know what they need, man. They're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, they all had expectations, and Jeff Fisher left. They ain't doing much. Clearly, the quarterback has not panned out. You know, Jay Locker's had flashes, but, you know, not much.
Johnson just hasn't been the same since his 2,000-yard season.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same. His line hasn't been the same. Kenny Britt drama.
Yeah.
He wanted to be traded, but, you know, he got baggage, too.
Oh, major baggage. But, yeah, so we'll move on to another squad.
Let's get into your team. Let's get into the two big games of this weekend. And let's
best
start
game
with
of
squad.
The season so far, period. No question about it. 99 points scored in the game. What? That is the football people want to see. Let's just be real. You want to see Cash dropping 50 points.
You do, until it's your team that loses.
Yeah,
you can't play no defense.
And for Cowboy fans, I'm sure that's what they've been saying. Our defense sucks. But, hey, what can I say? Peyton Manning was able to pull it out at the end. And for Atlanta Falcon fans, that is how you manage the clock. That was perfect clock management at the end by Peyton Manning. Perfection. Just perfect. Run to perfection. They didn't score the ball. Ran the clock down. Field goal. Victory. Enough said. That is why Peyton Manning kills you with his brain more than his arm. He just outsmarts you. He's just smarter than you. Prime example is the trick play he pulled when he ran for the touchdown. He didn't tell anybody, any of his linemen, any of his players, what he was going to do. He basically told them, we're going to run it up the gut. That way they put their all into that blocking. All the attention went into that, and Peyton was able to just glide in for a touchdown untouched. So, I mean, it's things like that. He just outsmarts the defense, and if it wasn't for him, man, the Broncos would not have won that game, period.
Man, that was a great play. But, I mean, that Peyton Manning run, like, I was like, what the hell? Nobody expected that to happen.
Nope.
Everybody's like, oh, hey, wait, where's the ball at? Peyton Manning just like, when they showed that other angle behind him and he hikes it and he rolls, and like every single person on that field went in the other direction.
Yep.
You're like, not one person – like, slow down or nothing. Like, they all went there. You were like, wow. Damn.
It was brilliant. It worked out perfect. It worked out perfect. But, I mean, you got to give props to Dallas. Got to give props to Tony Romo. Threw for over 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. He was on. And he battled touchdown for touchdown with Peyton Manning, who was the best quarterback in the game and playing this season. And he battled his butt off. Unfortunately, they weren't able to pull it out at the end. He did throw that pick at the end. But, I mean, more so, it was a great play by the Broncos linebacker, Danny Trevathan. And he made a hell of a play on that interception. And that turned the game around. But
yeah,
I can't discredit what Tony Romo did. Not at all.
Telling you, that's why, for me, he's a top 10 quarterback. He's not top 5, but he is in top. He is in that 6-10 range.
I got to see more consistency.
I mean,
that's all.
Like this throw, I mean, everybody, like, you knew it was coming. I mean, he's carrying the damn team. DeMarco Murray gets 12 carries. Like, come on, like this is the thing you've been scoring. Stop giving it back. Like, especially if Tony Romo's hot and he's still like, look, all right, we got him with the pass. Clearly, let's start running the ball, eating this time.
Everybody has always said the best way to beat Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and these guys is to keep them off the field.
Especially if you're not getting any pressure, your defense isn't doing anything.
Yep.
You know, but, yeah, that play – Denver's line came in and forced him to make a quick throw, not make it a smooth throw. You know, for people who are shit on, like, look at the play where he dives them fools for like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, throw the ball away. What are you doing? It makes a great play.
He had a couple of them.
You know, but he is not a quarterback where you can run the ball like 10 times and he can throw it 40, 50 times a game. And you can win still.
Yeah.
I mean, I only can think of Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and it was in Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
But even then, you still needed to have some running game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's hard. And Tony Romo is not that guy. He's not that good.
Nah.
He's good enough if you give him enough running.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, shit. I mean, Terrence Williams came up big, 451. Des Bryant, 6-for-141. Jason Witten, 7-for-1, like 21. Like, damn.
Both defenses were boo-boo. I mean, Denver's D got to get it together. But, I mean, for the silver lining, you know, we had 3 starters knocked out of the game. Wesley Woodyard, for me, being the one that hurt the most, he is the middle linebacker and the captain of the defense, makes all the calls. So losing him early hurt. And still don't have Champ Bailey, still don't have Von Miller. So, I mean, as bad as they did play, I mean, for the injuries that we had, they made the right plays at the right time. They did just enough to win. So that's what's important.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's all you care about is getting the W. And it just shows that this is how you almost got to beat Denver Broncos. You got to put some points up.
Yep.
Can't go for field goals. One thing about Dallas, though, and it's not the players, it's Jerry Jones again.
Yep.
With all this moral victory shit.
Yeah, you heard his son came out, Stephen Jones, and said there ain't no such thing as moral victories. Or said this was not a moral victory.
Okay, I heard that somebody came out and said that. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, it was his son. His son. It was like, nah, there ain't no moral victories. This ain't a moral victory.
No, there's a way to say I'm pleased with the effort of my team and not say I'm happy that we lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just say my team went out, they play hard, you know, we just made some mistakes on both ends of the field that we weren't able to, you know, hold the lead and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say I'm proud of my team and the way they played, you know, we know this, you know, give Denver their props, like, hey, let everybody know, hey, this is a 50-point-a-night team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's like, you can do it? All right, well, go ahead and stop them then. Since you're going to shit on us, like, you didn't able to beat them? Like, clearly nobody else has.
Exactly.
You know, but like,
I mean,
hey,
the way Jerry Jones was talking, you would have thought they won the game.
Yeah. Like, come on.
It's Tony Romo's best performance ever.
You know, and what happens? You take the fucking shine away by saying something stupid.
Yep.
You know, like, I just thought of that just now. Like, he puts up one of the best statistical
the best statistical game in Cowboys history.
Yeah, and what happens? Like, nigga, you start talking and getting caught up in the moment.
This is what I mean. Dallas can't shut up. They can't never. Just be quiet. Always got to talk. Always got to be in the limelight. And that's fine. Y'all 2-3. I mean, granted, they are tied for first in their division, which ain't saying much, but
not in that division.
It is what it is in that division. But, I mean, I feel bad for the Broncos' next opponent. 28-point spread.
Yeah,
28-point spread? They just might beat it.
Okay.
Jacksonville has scored 51 points total this season. The Broncos dropped 51 last week alone. Yes, I do think they may just wallop in 45-0 their asses.
And ain't Chad Henne starting?
Yep.
Like Blaine Gabbert, who clearly is not the quarterback.
Nah, I think they're about ready to move on from him. He's done, man.
Clearly.
Yeah, he got hurt again after throwing like two more interceptions. It's just, he's not the guy. They clearly need to go in a new direction. Maurice Jones-Drew is pretty much the only weapon they got. And... you know, good luck to you guys, Jacksonville, against the Broncos, because you're going to need all the luck you can get, because it's going to be ugly. It is going to be ugly.
I mean, that needs to be a game where as long as they come, you know, Denver come out there and focus, like, let's get this game to hell over with, I would play paid man. If it's going to be like that, like, if you I say this. People talking about how early should you play him? Should you even play Peyton Manning? I'd play him. I'd start him in the third quarter. I get to that point. And then unless these niggas, if you go up 35 points, I mean, you still got to see what happens right after halftime. You don't want to jinx the shit and be like, oh, nigga, I'm just taking Peyton Manning off. What? Because I might, you know, because fools might be like, oh, shit, what? And then pull off some historic, miraculous comeback.
No, I hear
all of a sudden,
you. But
you take Peyton Manning out, now he ain't clicking no more.
The thing with Peyton is, and a lot of people honestly don't realize and don't know, Peyton Manning does not like to sit for anything. Like, in practice, he takes all the reps. He doesn't give reps to his backups with the starters. It just doesn't happen. Because he wants every single rep he can get, and we saw it in a blowout game against in Philly. He didn't come out until like the fourth quarter because he wants to get as many reps as he possibly can get because he feels like He wants to be, he's a freaking perfectionist. He wants to be in as many situations as he can possibly be in so he can continue to get better and learn. That's just how Peyton is. So, I mean, if he were to come out in that Jacksonville game, I'd probably say if they were blowing them out, he would probably come out mid-third quarter.
Okay.
And then you go ahead and put Brock Osweiler in and let him finish off the game.
Yeah, I agree. I say once you get into the about halfway through the third quarter, and you can tell that, like,
yeah, if it's like 42 to like 3, then it's like, yeah, just take him out and let the backups play.
Yeah, if it's 3 touchdowns, that's not enough.
No.
You got to at least be 4 and up. And you're like, all right, 3, nope, because you can score a touchdown and then have some fluke play on special teams and then score again, and you're right back in it with like, in like 3 minutes.
Yep. Things like that happen. So, yep. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen on that note. And how about, man, what about the late night game? Oakland and San Diego, and Oakland freaking won. Are you kidding me? Like, this is, oh, San Diego, man. This is why Oakland and San Diego are the bottom two. Oakland really ain't, Oakland really, they're okay. I mean, they're whatever. Their talent is whatever. San Diego is just inconsistent. They beat Dallas and then lose to Oakland. Like,
I mean, this, both of these teams going back to their sunny ways. I mean, Raiders down to like they 4th running back. Just getting, I mean, Terrell Pryor is, you know, has been okay. He has been okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's shown improvement. He's, I mean, I will give him his props. He's shown improvement.
Yeah, Denarius Moore has been solid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, teams ain't just going to roll over. This is the NFL. They're not just going to roll up. It's just, was anybody, I don't know how many people were watching that game. I was watching it basically because it's a football game.
It's
on.
Football game on, yeah.
You know,
God help them next week against Kansas City's defense.
Hell yeah.
And I'm starting that pool. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. But the other good game this weekend was the Seattle in Indianapolis.
Andrew Luck does it again. This is why I praise him. This is why I give him the love. Always. Because the man deserves it. Now he went on to beat Seattle. What more does he need to do? For Cass to stop talking about your RG3s. In fact, RG3 and them, they ain't even relevant anymore. Andrew Luck, period. He is up here, they down here.
Yes, 16-29, 229, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And just,
ooh, yeah.
Efficient. T.Y. Hilton went dumb for 5 and a 42 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And Indianapolis, they... their defense was up this game. I mean,
Henderson is okay. But, I mean, losing to Ma Bradshaw hurts big time for them.
Yes, it's just changing things back.
Yeah, so we'll see what Trent Richardson is able to do, if he can carry the load and be the, I mean, this is the guy who was the number 3 pick overall in the draft and so far has yet to play like it. So, I mean, up to this point, can't really blame Cleveland for trading him.
No. No, right now he hasn't delivered to be almost like a top 10 running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just, you know, they made that move. But, yeah, I mean, Indianapolis is doing some good things. They pretty much have a nice hold on the division.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know, 4-1, you know, beating a really good Seahawks team. I mean, that was a big win for them. That game was going
huge
back
win.
And forth. You know, two of the, you know, top young quarterbacks, and you know, they both show why they're highly rated.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson threw for 210, 2 touchdowns, ran for 102 yards.
Mm.
You know, coming in with low expectations when he came in the league, and now this dude is trying to lead his team to a championship. Marshawn Lynch goes for 102 yards. You know, but this is a road question.
Exactly. I was just about to say, this has always been the question with Seattle, is how can they perform on the road? And so far, we saw they barely squeaked by and beat Carolina. They struggled to beat and lost to Indianapolis. So far, I mean, they're looking very vulnerable on the road. So, I mean, they got to get their shit together so they can be ready come playoff time.
No, they have to. I mean, their goal for them is to try to win the NFC, get that home field. But you got to win road games. You never know.
Exactly.
You might be the number two seed, but you gotta win on the road games. Unless people are going to start doubting you.
Because it's looking like San Francisco is going to creep up because they put a walloping on Houston.
Damn.
Oof.
Matt Schaub, how long he going to last?
Do this next week. And then he'll be benched. Because he'll probably throw a pick six again.
I mean, damn, what is it, four games in a row?
Four straight games throwing a pick six. Like, dude. I don't know what to say about it, man. I mean, Houston has the potential. They have the tools. And now they just lost Owen Daniels for like the next few 8 weeks. Yeah, about 8 weeks or so. So that's another loss for them offensively, which ain't going to help Matt Schaub at all. That is his security blanket. So now, this is why I say he'll probably last through the next game, because I got a feeling he'll probably throw another pick six in the next game.
Dude, he can't. I think for his job, he can't, because I think it's almost like if he throws another one, they feel like, all right, we don't have a choice now.
Yep.
They're like, you jinxed, man. You jinxed. You need to get him taken out. Right now, maybe pulling you and not starting you will shake that out of you.
Yeah.
Number 2-3, I mean, damn, Paul. It feels like the issue is the quarterback. I mean, you got Arian Foster, you got a top defense.
You got Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Like, Owen Daniels, I mean, yeah. What's the problem? The problem is the quarterback.
Don't have faith in you.
And it looks like he's probably starting to lose the team, which ain't good. So,
you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. His confidence is shot.
Yeah, because they didn't really – a lot of the games they won, I think last year he was hurt in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really seen him perform like that. And he's just not stepping the hell up.
Not at all. And then for San Francisco, their defense was on the mission. They were killing. You know, Colin Kaepernick did not have a very pretty game at all. But, you know, they got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, they're built for defensive running. That's just what they do. You know, that defense is, you know, they're starting to, you know, get their groove thing going on, getting back to normal. You know, rushing yards, you know, 177 total yards rushing, which is good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got to hold out. I know Crabtree is slowly working his way back.
That was Mario Manningham.
Yeah. You know, there was all that talk of maybe them trading for Josh Gordon, but, you know, and maybe they still do, but they know they got the receivers coming back, and that'll make things easier for Kaepernick.
He's looked pretty bad this season. After that first game he's had, he looked kind of iffy.
Yeah, he kind of all them expectations. And, you know, now you ain't a secret no more.
Yeah.
You know, last year was your breakout year. Now you're coming into training camp as the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in the Super Bowl, so now clearly our expectation is we going back and we winning it this year.
But I don't know. We'll have to see on that one. And then they just got some more bad news. Alden Smith being charged with felony possession of firearms. Lord have mercy. Look, people can say what they want about Von Miller. Von Miller ain't been arrested and charged with nothing felony nothing.
Ooh, I'm like, don't you just... Yo, you see what fucking happened with Aaron Hernandez? Nigga, you can't... If you're a football player now and you have something like this, everybody's immediate reaction is going to be, Aaron Hernandez, did you kill somebody? Why you got all this heat? I mean, 3 felony weapon charges. Damn. Right after, the DUI, like...
And now he's in rehab? Like, good Lord, man.
People freak out. I mean, people are, you know, gun shit is real different right now.
Yep.
But everybody wanted to make sure they hold on to their peace and had the right to have it. And a lot of, you know, just more killings being shown on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of crazy shit going on. So you don't want to be involved in that. And he's just, you should be playing, trying to compete for a championship. Now you're trying to keep your ass from going to jail, which is looking kind of bad.
Yeah, man. God. So I'm just, I don't understand it, man. I get that you want to be protected, and, you know, I can understand living in a place like San Francisco. You know, I watch TV. I see the gang violence in there and Oakland and everything, so I know how it is up north. But at the same time, this is why you have bodyguards. This is why you got protection. So, I mean, you gotta figure out other ways around it, man. But getting charged with felony possession of a firearm, never a good sign.
No. And one more game before we go to the break. Tom Brady's touchdown streak has finally ended.
It was a 52 game?
Yeah, something like that.
Dang. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, this was almost like a must-win game for them. This was a big statement game, and they needed this win, and they got it.
They did. They did on the basis of their defense. Their defense play lights out. They're another defense that is ferocious. They have probably the best front defensive line in all of football. I mean, Geno Atkins is a beast. He can get after the ball, and man. Their corners played the Patriots receivers pretty tight. So
yeah.
Tom Brady didn't really get too many opportunities to make big plays. And then the rainstorm hit. That just made things a little bit worse for him. And that was it. Balls were being dropped all over the place. I mean, Tom Brady clearly misses Wes Welker, Rob Gronkowski, and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, he misses. He's used to trusting them. He's used to them making plays when he wants, when he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he didn't look good in that game at all. And a lot of it wasn't, you know, okay, his receivers are dropping balls or not running the right routes. He was off.
Mm-hmm.
He was just not in sync. I mean, you know, Danny Amendola's bad, but we know he ain't 100%.
And he ain't Wes Welker.
No, he ain't Wes Welker. You know, Gronkowski is looking like he will be back.
Thank God.
We'll see for sure, but looking that way. Yeah, it's just, hey, I mean, they ran into a Cincinnati team that needed that win. You know, New England had been getting by. You could tell they weren't in sync. You're like, all right, but you guys are still winning games. Okay, not today.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, Bengals, good for them. You know, I've, you know, Andy Dalton's looking okay.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good game, 20 for 27, 212. But that, you know, an interception, though, you know, did what he needed to do to get the team to victory. But dang.
Yeah. Some people starting to question how I see the long term answer at quarterback for him.
Yeah, they are. I didn't expect that, but he's not really living it up. I mean, this is a winnable division for them.
Mm hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's got to get on it. And Tom Brady, I mean, they have a bounce-back game. They probably needed an L like this.
Losing Vince Wilfork for them was huge on defense. That was
a
huge blow for them.
That's going to be a major loss.
Mm-hmm. Major blow.
And they got to be careful, man. I mean, you know, the Jets are fighting.
Their whole division's fighting. Jets, Bills, Dolphins. The whole division seems like it's it's almost wide open.
Oh, well, luckily they got them two division wins in the pocket, but they got to hopefully with guys coming back, they'll start figuring it out.
Exactly.
And gain a little ground.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back talking more sports. More football, y'all. It's Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Holla! Welcome back, everybody, to the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Now we're going to the Philly and the Giants, who can't seem to get it together right now.
Tom Coughlin is done. He's gone at the end of the season, no question about that at this point. Unless they miraculously can turn it around, he's gone. He's done.
Yeah, if he can somehow get them to the playoffs, it would probably be his only saving grace. It's looking like it. I mean, they 0-5. Damn.
If I picked these fools to win a division. Good Lord. Who was I ever wrong?
I mean, David Wilson came back and got hurt.
Now he may be out for weeks. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, their running game, it's keep saying shit. Their running game is nothing. You know, Eli Manning, I'm not playing that bad. Come on. 20 for 52, two touchdowns, three interceptions. Come on, man.
Yeah, that ain't looking good, Eli. Not looking good.
For the season, 53%, eight touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Come on, man. And you're not playing that bad? Oh, okay. You playing so good, but it's just
I hate to see what bad look like.
You know, I know folk are jumping on. I mean, this is why. A lot of folk hesitated to put him in that, is he an elite quarterback status? Because he's not a give it to him 40, 50 times and he's just going to win us games consistently quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a good running game. He's had a good pass rush. He can win it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got neither. He sucks. I mean, Hakeem Nicks probably showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you said Brandon Jacobs would be starting.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't really want him when he was there.
Lord have mercy. Hakeem Nicks, yeah, showed up, had a pretty good game.
Yeah, you know, fantasy dude's happy with that. That's a, like, thank you. Where you been at, nigga?
But besides that, they're just looking terrible. They're looking bad, man. And on the opposite end of the spectrum for the Philadelphia Eagles, Michael Vick's hurt. Who didn't see this coming? Golly, man, this fool can't never stay healthy. There's always the question with Vic. Can he make it out there? Nope. He can't make it through 16 games. Nope. It's impossible. There you go. Of course it is. So now Nick Foles will be starting. I mean, he didn't look bad. He did not look bad filling in for Vic in that game. So if he plays well while Vic's out, do you think we could see Nick Foles starting going forward?
If he plays well, like if he plays where he's having like a Colin Kaepernick-ish numbers, you know, not running, but like if they put him in and all of a sudden it's looking like Chip Kelly college offense, putting up 300 yards, I mean, then you can't take him out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he wanted to see what he can do. He'd probably be more of a pocket passer. I mean, you do lose Vic's ability to get like an 80 yards
mm-hmm.
in a game, but I think he's all right. I'm curious to see what he can actually do. I mean, you got him. You know you're going to be playing him soon. You know, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vic, yeah, we knew. Yeah, this is not shocking. It's like, yeah, of course you're hurt. You know, DeSean Jackson had a big game, 7 for 132 on a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LeSean McCoy is, he got you some numbers, but, I mean, only 46 yards. He got 20 carries, but, you know, he's been putting up big numbers for him all season.
Yep.
But Philly, you know, they still in the mix. We don't know what's going to
happen. 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That division is clearly the worst division in the league. At this point, it is no question about it. That's the worst division in football.
I know. Good, interesting one, though. The NFC North.
Man.
Great battle.
Matt Stafford, if he ain't got Calvin Johnson, he looks horrible.
I said, but he ain't got, you know, Nate Burleson either. It's like, oh, it really shows when he's gone. I mean, Megatron.
Yeah,
22-9. I mean, that had to hurt mad with Detroit fans and all everybody who had him. You just woke up like Calvin Johnson not playing today. You're like, what the hell? I mean, you know, like, I'm glad I don't. I'm like, oof. If I had him as the owner right now, I'd be like, fuck.
Be pissed off, man. But
shit, if you had James Jones' ass.
Oh, you were happy.
I mean, 427 in the touchdown. He went nuts. Fucking 83 yarder. Like, come on.
Hey, yeah. They came back off that bye. Looked pretty good. Eddie Lacy looked pretty good.
Yeah, buddy.
So they look like they're starting to roll again. Fortunately, they did lose Clay Matthews to injury, which sucks for them defensively, but hopefully Aaron Rodgers can keep this team afloat.
Yeah, I hope so, because that's going to hurt.
That's a huge blow.
No, but of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, since we can get confidence, you still can run the ball. So, of course, they'll be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this defense is, not this defense, this division is pretty close. You know, Detroit, got to get Calvin Johnson back ASAP.
ASAP. Lord have mercy, because they look completely lost without him.
Yeah, the defense could have done a lot better. Like, you know, big division game, you playing in Green Bay. What you going to do? But, you know, Detroit is still in the mix, though. They still close.
Mm-hmm.
Second in the division. Now, over the Bears, who,
if,
you know, two losses in a row.
This is why I picked them to be disappointments.
I ain't there yet. Oh, they can still come out and win it. You know, but, I mean, should you playing the high-powered Saints?
Yeah, man, the Saints look unstoppable at this point. There ain't nothing else I need to say about Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is Jimmy Graham. Drew Brees is Drew Brees. their offense is just freaking ridiculous at this point.
Hey, man, Pierre Thomas got off.
They can switch him up, man. Pierre Thomas, Darren Sproles. Which one you want to deal with today?
Yeah, that's what they were.
Take Darren Sproles out, they'll put in Pierre Thomas.
Yeah, Pierre Thomas with 19 carries and got 9 receptions.
Mark Ingram is no longer relevant.
Who is
Get
that?
Get him out of here.
Mark
exactly.
Ingram?
Exactly. Who is that? Just get him out of here. He's no longer relevant, no longer needed. And their defense is looking pretty good, dude. Their defense is looking for real.
Now, Rob Ryan has the defense playing well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, you got a running game now. With Sean Payton back, all of a sudden your defense is not giving up 400-plus yards a game. Like, okay, your defense is, you know, me a middle-of-the-pack defense instead of the damn bottom. You know, okay, you know, right? You know, they're looking like that Super Bowl contender again.
Yep.
Hey,
I mean, they clearly missed Sean Payton last year.
Without a doubt.
And then for Chicago.
They got control of the, I mean, fuck, they're 5-0, and Atlanta's done.
Yep.
I mean.
And Tampa Bay's done, and Carolina's done. So they have their division clinched basically already.
Yeah, so all for them is can they get home field.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears just look oof. Except for Alshon Jeffrey. He's had 2 back-to-back great games.
Very.
Went off for 200 yards and a loss. Like the quietest 200-yard game I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's, you know, the Bears itself, they hitting a little slump again.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always do. You know, Matt Forte only had 55 yards. Brandon Marshall, you know, had a touchdown before for 30. That ain't enough.
Nope.
Like 5 targets just took your ass right out the game.
Yeah. And they need Brandon Marshall to produce to be good.
Oh, yeah, and then Jake Elliott taking 3 sacks and, you know, putting 358 yards, but you got to win. These are the games you got to win.
Yep. So they're going to have to get it together, but I don't know. It's a tough division.
Yeah, only 1 sack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the game they just took a L on.
Yeah.
Let's go to week 6. See what we got coming up. You know, Chicago Bears have a good opportunity to make up for it. Playing tomorrow against the Giants at home.
If they don't win that game, I don't know what to tell you.
If they lose that game, they are getting shitted on. For real.
Big time. Yeah, big time.
I mean, you're at home against a team that has no defense and no running game. Y'all should just eat Peyton Manning. I mean, you should be eating Eli Manning.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't get them mixed up, please.
You know, he'll probably throw a couple more. Their defense can cause a couple more picks out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your favorite game of the week? What you looking at?
Well, I mean, clearly it's not going to be Denver and Jacksonville, that's for sure. Because, I mean, that's just going to be an absolute massacre. I feel bad for them on that note. I mean, the one game, I mean, looking at the schedule, there aren't a lot of games that really wow me on this. But the one game I'm sure that most people are looking at is New England and New Orleans.
Yeah.
Potentially Rob Gronkowski's first game back. So that's definitely, you know, battle of probably arguably the 2 best tight ends in the league when healthy. So Tom Brady gets a chance to redeem himself. I know he's going to be hungry to try to get another win after that terrible showing against Cincinnati. So they're going to be focused. They're going to be ready, and it's going to be a tough game for New Orleans to win. New Orleans 5-0, New England 4-1. So it's not going to be an easy game, especially with the way the Patriots defense has been playing as of late. Been playing pretty good, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would agree that probably is the best game that's going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty
mild weekend this upcoming weekend. Not a lot, of great games.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants-Chicago should be a lot better, but it's lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you got Washington and Dallas. No, Dallas coming off that that last second choke job. It was,
mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, came from a game that they had and lost.
Yeah.
You know, now RG3 has been off a week. Now maybe that rest of doom some good. You are playing in Dallas.
One game that will be interesting will be Carolina and Minnesota. For those who didn't know, Josh Freeman did sign with the Minnesota Vikings to be their quarterback. Based on the salary he was paid, he was given $3 million. So, I mean, clearly he was not paid to sit on the bench. So if Matt Castle does come out in this game and does not play well, I would not be surprised to see Josh Freeman, you know, get some reps later in the game.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll take him a week to get ready. I mean, clearly if they traded for him, they're going to want to play him. And when, you know, mm-hmm. Matt Castle's playing for a starting gig.
Yeah.
You know, you're in Carolina where Steve Smith just cussed out a ref. Like, he sucks. Yeah, number 27. Yeah, him. He sucks. Like, wow. He was like, I got paper. Roger Goodell find me fine. He still sucks. Like, damn.
Like, I love Steve Smith.
That shit was funny. Like,
brother
wow.
Speaks his mind. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know how we skipped that. We're talking about the Raiders. Raiders have decided to basically eat crow and release Matt Flynn.
I feel so bad for him.
That fool has made, in the last 2 years, he's made 14 million. When I heard it, I was like, what?
He's made $14 million, but, I mean, that's not all his fault. His fault, but I mean.
That ain't his fault. I'm shit. I'll be that. That can be my fault. I'll take that. Him is my fault. I made $14 million the last 2 years. Shit, I hate myself.
Everybody banked on that last game he had when he played for the Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. He threw for 400-some-odd yards. And it was like, oh, he has the potential to start. And then he lost his job to Russell Wilson. Then he lost his job to Terrell Pryor in the preseason. And when Terrell Pryor got hurt, he came and started the game. And then the coach basically after the game said he played horrible and demoted him to third string behind an undrafted free agent. So, it's bad.
That just sounds bad because he's like, are you going to get another job? Which he probably might. I mean, it's like you need bodies. But, damn. I mean, for a team that's like, we need a quarterback. Like, nope.
Yep.
Now, we can see with Russell Wilson. We're like, okay, clearly, yes, this is one. Yes, you should be starting him.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, Terrell Pryor? I don't think so. But even now you're like, damn, Terrell Pryor looked better than him. Terrell Pryor been looking solid, but damn.
Yeah, Matt Flynn.
Here's your money, nigga.
He'll be a third stringer the rest of his career.
Yeah.
He'll be lucky to get signed again, put it that way.
All I'm saying for him is, man, this last 2 years of income you have brought in, put all that shit away. You know, don't buy nothing.
Right.
Just whatever you got a nice house, you got a car, keep that.
Mm-hmm.
And just live a little below your means. Just live nice. Live comfortable. Stack that money.
Yes, sir.
Get no more fucking guarantee money.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, week 6, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlanta, Miami, folks on buys, make sure you take them fools out.
Yeah. Please do. Please do.
You know, we always got to recap our league.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's just start with the big game. Brother Malcolm put up 182 damn points this week.
Gee whiz.
No, beating T Money 182-66 to 150-12.
Good Lord.
He had Peyton Manning, who went off.
Of course. Of course.
Deshaun Jackson.
Of course. Rogers,
Johnson and Vernon Davis. And Fred Jackson. I mean, shit. He was just hot. T Money got led by
Adrian Peterson didn't play. Good Lord.
I know. Without 882 points with no Adrian Peterson.
That's ridiculous.
I guess that's why he in first.
Yep.
You know, T Money had Jay Cutler and No'Shawn Moreno help him out, but wasn't able to pull it out.
Nah, man.
Yeah, Jamiro Nutt pulling the win out over Boumae Boumae, 101-86 over to 84-38. And Boumae against Tom Brady had an awful game, which threw him completely off. You know, Marshawn Lynch was quiet. You know, Hakeem Nicks showed up for him, but that's about it. From Jamiro Nutt, Aaron Rodgers had a solid game. Jason Witten gave him something nice. You know, 100 points, solid win for him.
Good deal, good deal.
You know, up, Hughes Ditka coming up over CEO Raiders, who was on top not too long ago, down 129-98 to 102-12. You know, Hughes Ditka got a good game from Sam Bradford and Dez Bryant.
Nice.
And Arizona defense shutting out Carolina, who just can't get it together.
And you're right.
Mr. CEO Raiders, got 23 points from Drew Brees, always solid.
Yep.
You know, but Dwayne Bowe underperformed. You know, Bernard Pierce, nothing. You know, just, you know, good, but not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, 220 gang, still holding on strong. 102-84 over Bash Brothers, 79-08. Mm. By Phillip Rivers and Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game of 20 points over. Bass Brothers, Andy Dalton, nothing at the quarterback. Oh, and he had A.J. Green. Damn.
Oh, man.
Reggie Bush, nothing. I mean, Arian Foster helped him out, but that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I for myself got me a nice needed win. Go to 2-3 over STLians. What's up, Daryl? 146-44, 126-12. You know, my savior, Tony Romo, with 54 damn points.
That's ridiculous.
Cincinnati.
That won't happen again.
Even Garrett Hartley gave me 16 points. You know, I mean, you can breathe easy. As for him, you know, Colin Kaepernick, kind of okay. John McCoy not beasting as he used to. I mean, he had Julian Thomas and Alshon Jeffrey damn near kept him in the game.
Yes, sir.
You know, but with Bilal Powell, nothing, and Larry Fitzgerald, not much. It just didn't work out for him.
Mm.
And last but not least,
finally in the win column. Finally in the win column.
You, the Blazers over Mid City Brigade, 123-96 to 74-60. Yeah.
much needed win. Thank God, because Lord have mercy, Lord knows I needed this. My team looks like they're finally starting to come together a little bit. So, if I can get Gronkowski back this week, I will be a happy man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got Kansas City D came up for you, Jamal Charles, you know, Matt Ryan. You know, you got questions there. What you going to do? I mean, Josh Gordon, Matt Forte, and Frank Gore. I mean, running backs came through for you.
My three-headed monster.
Yeah, Miss City be great. I mean, Julio Jones, you know, gave him a monster game with 22 points, but that loss, Michael Vick gone. You know, he didn't have Calvin Johnson that day.
Mm.
You know, Ronnie Hillman, Daniel Thomas, Owen Daniels.
Mm.
I mean, he got hit, and his team's already rough to begin with.
Yeah.
So, good luck with that, man. Good luck with that.
Hey, you got more wins than I do.
Well, right now we got a two-way tie. K-Town Killers and Duke 20 gang. And K-Town Killers has technically the lead with more points. Mm-hmm. And we got a four-way tie for third, Mr. CEO, followed by Jamiro Nutt, Huge Dicker, and Boomai Boomai. You know, I'm in 2 and 3 battling T-Money and ST Aliens and Missy the Brigade. You know, you moved up to 11 at 1 and 4.
Woo-hoo.
And Bass Brothers is 4 also, but he's holding down the bottom spot. So
yeah, I'm not in the bottom anymore.
Like you said, all you needed was that win.
Exactly. Now I'm starting to roll. I'm going to get rolling.
But we got a big game coming up this week.
Yeah, you and me, sir.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to beat you. But it's all good. It's all great. No hard feelings.
It will be some talking and phone ringing and texting on Sunday.
Yep. Yes, sir.
We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lambert Sports Happy Hour. As always, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just look under the Black Is group of podcasts. Please leave us ratings and comments. If you like us, give us some 5 stars on iTunes. Thumb us up on Stitcher. You can always go to our homepage, www.blackisonline.com. Leave us comments there. Come check out the site. See what you like it. Now check out the other podcasts we got, Culture Connection, Bill Break. If you want to contact us at all, please hit us up. You can do it via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, any fantasy picks y'all want us to make for you, anything y'all need sports related, just hit us up, let us know. And from the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
City slicker, what's the definition? Cabby waves, fresh fades, spank kicks, and spank shirt, man, listen. The type of ladies out here be so pretty, you want to kiss them. Hot, fair, then dismiss them. Jump in the queue, start the ignition. Evidence, got another sound mission. We shittin', the forest right here in the flesh to start spittin'. Shine and glisten, Norm Nixon. 1979, lay it on the line. I'm the sunshine. I feel the same as all those who say, fuck the one time. I break bread, some folks think that we knuckleheads. I chuckle, say fuck you, bubble, and watch my stack double. This goes out to all those getting paid. He flex muscle, get the hustle on each and every day. If I say it once, then I say it twice. Just for all my city slicker niggas feeling nice. If I say it once, then I say it twice. Just for all the pretty ladies, keep your hair tight. If I say it once, then I say it twice. Just for all the gangsters, bang t-shirt wide. If I say it once, then I say it twice. Just for all the hustlers, make your move street live. Yo, whose jam is this? The Far Ride. Yo, what's his name? Dafara. Yeah, in case you didn't know, focus daily, took our time, prep up on them slow. No need to wonder, where did I go? I'm right here in your ear with a ridiculous piano. Veterano, make hits like Soprano. Tony, you got game, I don't know. Filoni, I think you slack a taste. Oh, you stumbling with your words, I can see that look on her face. Here, let me replace. Bring her back down to earth, cause you too out of space. LA niggas don't play. Make the girl feel her best when the sun rise, she on the way.
she in love, I bust Trey. Like old school Roxanne Shante, I tell her, have a nice day.
If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all my city slicker niggas feeling nice. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the pretty ladies, keep your nails tight. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the B-boys pushed through in the sky. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the low, low riders like to ride.
A rebel without a cause is full of flaws. In the city, prepare to take a loss, but be a workhorse. Fall off, not the agenda. I hustle from December all the way to next December. That's from winter to winter. Use my four-digit PIN code, then press enter and send another deposit. Meanwhile, I'm debating with my realtor on what size lot to get. Profit, I got a gain. Keep it simple and plain, give thanks and maintain. Now tell me, do you know my name? Or are you one of those who hates all the liquid MC fame? The percent I give, double 50. Spank, LA slicker in the powder blue griffies. We like rims that's tied, fog lights drive through city nights. Sunsets to city nights.
If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all my city slicker niggas feeling nice. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the pretty ladies, keep your hair tight. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the gangsters, bang t-shirt white. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the hustlers, make your move street light. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all my city slicker niggas feeling nice. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the pretty ladies, keep your nails tight. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the B-boys, put two in the sky. If I say it once, then I say it twice. This for all the low, low riders like to ride, like to ride, like to ride.